The Sunday Morning Country Kickback is right here on Your Country 103.9 KGRT. Every Sunday morning, 6 solid hours of nothing but those throwback favorites that you love. And this Sunday morning, our theme is the Urban Cowboy Reunion with the music of Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee. We'll be hearing Mickey Gilley songs and Johnny Lee songs throughout this morning. And we're going to let the artificial intelligence little majig thing here, the Amazon Echo, as I like to call it, but we call it Hey Gal. Who is Mickey Gilley?
Mickey Leroy Gilley is an American country music singer and musician. Although he started out singing straight-up country and western material in the 1970s, he moved towards a more pop-friendly sound in the 1980s, bringing him further success on not just the country charts, but the pop charts as well.
All right, so we're going to hear this morning from Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee. I got a chance to recently interview Johnny Lee, and we're going to get a little personal here with Johnny Lee. I'm going to say that. Plus, we got some of their favorite songs. If you want to hear one of their favorite songs, call me up at 523-KGRT or send a text at 303-6000 or reach me at Twitter, the best way to reach me as well on a Sunday morning at Ernesto Garcia LC. A Urban Cowboy Reunion this morning. The music of Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee is our theme this morning right here on the Country Kickback on 103.9 KGRT. Your Country Mornings, 103.9 KGRT. I'm Ernesto Garcia. And we are going to the Viva Dodge Ram Fiat studio line. I am glad to be joined by a gentleman who is going to have an amazing night on Friday night, April 5th at Inn of the Mountain Gods, as he teams up with his good friend Mickey Gilley to give us the Urban Cowboy Reunion. I'm looking at our good friend Johnny Lee. And how you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Ernesto.
I tell you what, do you like coming up to New Mexico and the mountains in this area? I know you've been here several times and got to be enjoying it.
Yeah, I played golf there at the Mountain of the Gods Inn, and I never did play the casino yet, but I'm looking forward to that. I was there in that town, wherever it's at.
Ruidoso?
Ruidoso. Doing some kind of cowboy poetry thing a long time ago, and had the opportunity to go over and play some golf there. And really wanted to come back and play there, so gonna do it with my friend Mickey Gilley coming up.
Well, let's talk about touring. You and Mickey are doing this great Urban Cowboy Reunion show, and I mean, to go out there, see the crowd, and to see how this movie and these songs have stood the test of time. How does it feel to see the audience there? When you
really, it's blowing me away, because every place we've played so far has been sold out, and you know, everybody from 8 years old on up come to see us, so it's really cool, man.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to be talking a little more about your singles here in a second, but let me talk a little bit more about the performance. How are you, Mickey, enjoying going out there, touring, and seeing all these great crowds, working around, just being on the road as it is?
Oh, we're hating it, man. No, we love it. You know, we're very blessed to be able to do it, you know, and I've been working with Mickey since the late 60s when I came back from Vietnam. And, man, the team back up with him again after all these years, it's really a blessing. You know, we're close like brothers, you know. And, like I said, we've been selling venues out, so we're really, really thankful and blessed.
Well, I can't wait. I think everyone's going to have I tell you what, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you need to hurry up and get them. It's going to sell out really quick. You don't want to miss the Urban Cowboy Reunion, Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee at Inn of the Mountain Gods. And just real quick, I didn't get a chance to ask you, how's the family doing? Are they doing all right? Your daughters and everyone okay?
Oh, yeah. My daughter, she blessed me with a grandson about 2 years ago in October. He really pissed me off.
What did he do?
Oh, he's watching the Incredibles, a movie he's seen about 10,000 times. When I FaceTimed him, a little jerk wouldn't talk to me. No, Paul. No, Paul. Say hi to your Paul. No, Paul. No, Paul. You mess with me, you little jerk. I'm going to take all that money I've got to set aside before you put it back in my own damn account.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That darn FaceTime. You didn't have that back then. Imagine. So you could have just said, I'm busy. Now FaceTime. No, I know where you're at, jerk. I'll take that money.
Johnny, my daughter freaked out. She said, tell that little jerk, I don't want to. Dad, you can't talk to him. I said, yeah, I can do it. Yeah, I sure can. I can talk to him any way I want to. Go ahead. I'm just making light of it, you know.
No, I hear you. You're a great he's a great grandfather. All right, everybody, let's get that straight. I don't want your daughter calling me and getting on me. All righty. Well, I know you're from the past Texas City area. I just, for me personally, are you a Houston Astros fan? Or for the baseball
team? Yeah.
Oh, so you were happy when they won the World Series too, right?
Oh, finally, yeah.
Well,
they always get you to the parking lot and then leave you stranded. But they finally pulled it off, man. So, way to go, Astros.
Me too. I'm a big Astros fan because I'm from South Texas, so I got to say that as well.
All right.
Johnny, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you at End of the Mountain Gods.